Welcome back to the main stage of the How's Your Head Child podcast. We've got a lot to cover tonight, but more on that at 11. So let's go. Racers, podcasters, and our faithful listeners, start those mother tucking engines and may the best drag artists win. Hold on, honey. The gang's all back. It's all three of us. Let's have a quick kiki. I'm about to get you first, Omar. How's your head? And most importantly, how was rehab?
My head is feeling very accomplished as I just produced and published my first fashion show documentary film. Shut up. That's going to be on Amazon Prime at the end of the year. Something like Steven Spielberg.
Yes, Amazon Prime. Come on, Manila Luzon. Mama.
You have a lot to be proud about. Yes.
Thank you.
You and your twin looked amazing in your looks. I loved every bit of it. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Loved all black.
Yes.
Why I gotta be black?
Because it's better.
Mauricio, you already know I'm about to light your ass up. How's that mother sucking head?
My head is giving bedridden. I haven't been doing anything with my life besides laying in the bed and watching TV. I have no life. That too.
Happy Veterans Day on air.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I didn't even do anything for Veterans Day. Didn't go out. Didn't get no free food. Didn't do nothing.
Bitch, the fuck?
I did have sex, though.
Hey. Yeah, you're dealing with some wedding good. She bring a bucket and a mop for this wedding good. She get. That's all that matters.
Halo, how's your head?
Just fine.
Oh, I love that song. Hello. Let it
go. Quick tea. That was supposed to be on All Stars 8 as a lip sync.
That is my jam. When I tell you, we strolled the house down to that song.
I would have hated that song on Drag Race.
The night that James and Lala did Rain On Me, spoilers, I said it was going to be just fine. So, good news. We know they got the rights for it. So, it's coming. But, yeah. So, let's move on. So, listeners, we took a quick little fall break. And last time you were with me and Mauricio, like I said, Omar was away at the White Lotus cleaning up bodies. Me and Mauricio took you to Canada. And, of course, we went up north. We recapped the last, what was it, episode 5 of?
Yeah, it was five.
So now all three of us are back here. So now we're about to get into 6 and 7. So we're going to quickly recap 6 and then move over to the main event, which is 7. We always take breaks during a big episode, either a Lollapalooza or a Snatch Game. And that's what we miss. But before we get to the Snatch Game for episode 6, let's go on to the She Already Didn't Have Hers as part of the pod. So last week, me and Mauricio said goodbye to Banksy after she lip-synced against Didi-licious. They both were in the bottom two for the Painto Dames Challenge, and Ginger Johnson got their third row and a win. So, well done to all parties involved. Quickly, before we move on, just Omar, not you, Mauricio. Not you. Omar, were you sad to see Banksy go?
I was. I love Banksy.
Shocking, right?
Yeah. I love Banksy.
Shocking. So let's move on to this. Speaking of you, you got the floor. Omar, you want to take us to this new day in the workroom for episode 6?
Yes. So this new day, we go into the Maxi Challenge, which is the Snatch Game. And I want everybody's opinion on the Snatch Game. Halo,
what's your opinion? On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to give it an 8. My highlights were Tamara Thomas as Robin Williams as Mrs. Doubtfire. And my second one was whoever Ginger Johnson played. I forgot the name. Ooh, Jacob. Ooh, I hate this. But yeah, Ginger Johnson. So yeah, 8, 9 out of 10.
I will give this Snatch Game maybe a 7 out of 10. It wasn't that bad. Then again, I wasn't like slapping my knee laughing. Then again, as everybody know, I'm not a comedy person like that. So when it comes to the Snatch Game, I really don't be laughing like that, to be honest.
It's not funny.
But these queens didn't do extra bad and they didn't do extra good. Yeah. And I'm starting to see the edit. Like, I want Drag Race to start redoing how they do their edits, because as a person who edit, I am starting to see edit. The edit. And mm-hmm. I don't want to see that. When I watch the episode, I want to see a clean episode. I don't want to see parts that I know they're editing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see
like that. Makes what? Sense. Because I've told you that they're very strict on editing as far as like the BBC goes. Because if you notice, when they're doing the UK Snatch Games and someone's bombing, they never cut to a queen in a confessional saying, girl, like, you know, y'all ever notice that, right?
Yeah, but now that you say it.
But during the Snatch Game, like, of course they don't show all the girl answers. So it's just weird how they edit. I don't know. It's just weird how they edit, like, some to see some girls fail and then see some girls doing good. And then some people in the middle of the pack, it's just like they get completely ignored. Like, it's just weird. But Tamara Thomas did really good. Ginger did really good. Kara surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vicky did horrible. DD was kind of left behind. Kate Bush was weird. I was rooting for her, but her take was weird. And Michael Maruli was okay.
Okay. Omar?
Yeah, I gave it a 7-8 as well. It was, like y'all said, it wasn't horrible. Tamara, my queen, was funny as hell to me. Everybody else was okay. Kara could have taken Dion to another level. Like, she did good. I was shocked because I'm like, how the hell is she going to do Dion? But she didn't. I was just ready for her to go home.
I don't understand why, like, the pretty girls always trying to choose somebody like legacy. That's not funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you want to portray a legend, a star, a diva, but divas are not known for being funny. They're known for their accolades of talent, which but is not.
Diva, Aretha, Patty, they are funny. It's just she didn't have that in her wheelhouse.
I'm about to say, because Dion.
Yeah, Dion is a key. Shit.
Like, she's shady as shit. She's like, she could have used it. And even like the tone of her voice is a whole key in itself, but she just didn't do it.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know Dion like that. I don't know her music.
Well, you shouldn't be opening your mouth to speak about it.
Yeah. The girls are fighting.
Right. So let's put the fighting aside and let's go on to the next category with Miss Visage about to take over. But before he takes over, is it fashion?
But is it fashion, darling?
Oh my God. Turn your motherfucking mic down. Let me stop. What do we do in this part of the podcast, baby? The world is your runway.
The world is your runway. This is part of the podcast where we spit, swallow, or give it facial. Swallow if you like it, spit if we don't, and facial if it is everything. And this episode 6 category is heart on. And I will say, before we start getting into these looks, I like this category. Yeah. I like this category. I keep thinking, like, because I watch all the franchises, I keep thinking, like, how are they going to start doing runways different? Like, how are they going to not reuse runways? And I think this was probably a
recycled runway.
I don't remember people doing heart on.
Season 14, Angie and them.
Oh yeah, it was hard on parts.
Oh,
remember Carrie had like the boot, the breastplate, and the golf look. Her and Jasmine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is the second week in a row that they recycled a category from season 14.
Ophelia, call the police.
Well, for the UK, this hasn't been used, so I was very, like, you know, impressed by some of these looks. So let's go on to the first girl up. The first girl up is Caramel. What are you guys' opinions on her look?
Omar, okay, I can go first. Somebody. I love going first at a threesome. So, Caramel, she did something different with her makeup, which I applaud. I'm actually going to facial this look because she stepped out of her box, making herself ugly with the ghost face, listeners. Obviously, you guys can't see. I love it. Wish I had a little more red, but that's just me being nitpicky. Yeah, facial.
Omar?
I'm going to hard swallow it. I would have facialed it. I wish that the white would have went down to, like, her neck, her shoulders or whatever. That's my only critique, but this was different for her, and I think that she sold it from what I remember.
Doing white face as a brown girl, because I tried to do it for Halloween. It didn't work out. I was going to be God Mick. you have to line the bottom of your face like with like black. Like you have to really paint a mask. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like do the white and then line it with black. She didn't do that. Yeah. So, but that shit, that is very hard to do that. So I will say that. But yeah.
It's giving Danny beard.
Ooh. Not to interrupt, Marisa, what do you think?
Wake up, bobblehead.
I'm going to give her a hard swallow. This is very different from her. It's actually giving me Dracula tees. Everybody stream Dracula on Shudder. But yeah.
What?
I wish, as a beauty queen, this is good for her. She stepped out of her realm. I just wish the outfit came. I wish it was a complete outfit. Like, I'm tired of the panties and then something at the top. Like, if it would have came down, it would have been a straight freaking, what do you call it? A facial. Other than that, she did very good. I'm very impressed with this.
You two being performers, do you think that she makes her, she had her package performance ready?
Yeah.
We know some people's pieces wasn't like that first one, but you think like y'all see the performance now in these looks?
Yeah, but she's not a performer to me.
Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Who's next, baby?
Next up, we have Ginger Johnson. And I'm actually going to spit this.
Are we all on the same page?
Yes.
Count of three. One, two, three. Spit.
Goodbye. Have a good night.
I will say I love the boots and I love the gloves. That's the only thing I like about this.
I feel like if you had too many, like I get like you're having like these different looks on the runway, but it's not funny. I feel like you're playing right now.
My problem with her is she doesn't flatter her shape. Like she added a fupa to herself.
Yeah, it's not. It's giving me costume, and she added some beautiful boots and gloves. Mm-hmm. It just looks too big and fat and just plopped on. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Next up, we have Tamara Thomas. She's gonna get my facial, bitch. When she did that reveal, I said, "Oh, okay, Mama Stomp, she sells." The mug was nice. The wig was nice. Those nails was cute. Like, everything about this was just so cute. And I loved the reveal and what she had under there. Even though that was performance ready, it was still, like, high glam and model-esque. It didn't give me lip sync for your life. It kind of gave me some type of runway. So she's going to get my facial. Love her.
Omar, is she getting from you, too?
She definitely is getting my facial.
Me as well. And you took all the words out of my mouth. Besides, she oozes sex.
Ooh, yeah, I want to fuck her. Yes. Next up, we have Dee Delicious. I am going to, I'm going to spit this.
Ciao, me too.
This is a spit.
I want her to start wearing flat wigs. This flat wig does not flatter her, and because her paint is so intense, a flat hair don't go with intense paint to me. Flat hair goes with like a soft beat, daytime beat.
I do like that she didn't have a breastplate on.
Thank you, Jesus. That thing that go with her neck.
Mm-hmm, but we kept seeing her nipples later on, you know, more at 11:15. But yeah,
it's gonna be a spit, but the mug is always stamped. Next up, we have Kate Butch. I'm going to spit this as well.
I'm spitting it too.
This definitely gave me something I can own. Actually, this gave me something that it will be in my closet.
That you can literally go off of Shein or Primark right now, like.
Yes, to give me something I can purchase myself and then throw it in the closet. Ooh, and wear it for
an event. I'm so frustrated with her package because I love her so much, but I'm so frustrated, y'all. It's a spit for me. Omar?
Girl, it's a throw up for me.
This is bad. Look at these shoes.
This was ridiculous. This was ridiculous.
Didn't see the shoes.
That flat ass. And this was next.
Whoa, move
on. I mean, I like the tattoos.
It ain't saving.
On the arms? I like it.
It ain't save it.
It didn't. Sorry, Kate Bush. Next up, we have Michael Maruli. Actually, I'm official this. It's different. A black heart. It's not a red heart. She poked out the little arms from the hands from the inside. It was cute. The makeup is different from her. She painted her bald head. It gave me Sasha Velour cheese because Sasha is one of the few people I know that actually paints her bald head. And, I like it. Facial.
Dude, I think you facial this because those gloves remind you when you're like this thing, right?
Next question.
And then the black heart, obviously you have the blackest heart on the panel. Let me stop. I love massage. I'm going to facial this look as well. Listen, this is kind of like Lady Gaga circa 2010. Y'all get that? Like,
we are all on the same page, which I love, because I'm going to facial this thing again. When I saw this, I was like, this is a facial. She ate.
Mm-hmm. Last up on the runway, we have Vicky Vivacious. I am also going to facial this look.
I'm facialing this too.
This is a fucking facial. This bitch look good.
She clear.
Let me scroll up. I think this may be my favorite look of the night.
This was my favorite look of the night.
She cleared the house down boots. This is how you do a runway, honey. This is drag to me. Everything is huge.
You mind painting a picture for the listeners what she's wearing?
Chanel's and pearls, that's the trick that it takes to keep the grass.
Cause somebody else might do a better job than me with this one.
I could do. She's giving, obviously, okay. I'm assuming Omar, like a Queen of Hearts reference.
Yes, velvet bodysuit with the heart encrusted, like, cutouts on each leg, her platform boot with a cape with puffy arms. Her shoulders are shaped into hearts. She has a headpiece shaped into a heart. Her face is painted. I mean, the material on it, this looks very expensive. This gave me Alexander McQueen.
Alexander McSheen.
That girl thought she ate. She thought she ate.
Lisa. Oh yes, baby, she ate.
It would have ate for real if it was fake, but it really was real.
It was.
But
it was indeed
a key.
Look at us being on the same page. So let's bring back my girl. So the judges deliberated and they made the decision that the top queens of the week are Ginger Johnson. The top queen of the week is Ginger Johnson, where she snagged her third win in the mother tucking row. Well done, mama. Bottom queens of the week were Vicky Vivacious and Dee Dee Licious. Do we agree with these placements?
Yeah. They didn't do good in Snatch Game. But
I'm saying Tamara should have been in the top for me.
Oh, for the Snatch Game? Yeah. No, I think Ginger took that.
I guess I don't know the reference, but
But Tamara's Southern accent was funny as hell.
She sound like you.
Ooh, child. Holy shit! You dry up with everything inside, girl. I said, girl.
Catch it. Vicky and Dee Dee lip sync to the guest judge of the week song, Alexandra Burke's Heartbreak on Hold. To let it go. Did we like the lip sync on the count of three? Just spit out yes or no. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
No. Mm.
I loved it. I think Dee Dee ate.
I about to say, I like Dee Dee. She definitely turned it.
I like Vicky interpretation.
The thing was going to turn it. The way she was like, you know, she looks good. But then after a while, I was like, she know that she looked good. She was just giving, bitch, I look good. It's my last runway. I'm out of here.
But she didn't look undone. Dee Dee looked extremely like disheveled after like her nips were showing, and
that's what I want to see. Give me season 3 Drag Race of lip syncs, like all over the place, sloppy, messy. I need to see you toe up by the end of the lip sync, because that's how I know you gave it your all.
So this is when me, Mauricio, and Omar lip sync against one another. I'm going to throw a piece of my head in the back like Venus Delight did. The winner of the lip sync is Dee Dee Licious. Obviously, those two agree, right?
Yeah. I agree.
All right. And the eliminated queen is Vicky Vivacious. She is the second queen who has a badge, which she won that badge in episode 1, to go home. Will we miss her?
No.
No.
Keep going. You loved her what?
Her clothes.
I was about to say she had good runway, but as far as personality and like the overall series, I can go without her.
Well, you are, because you won't see her no more. Bye, sis. Will I miss her? Yeah, she was cool. I see her towards the end. She was tapping into like her shade box, especially with her exit interviews with Why She Black and with Elle of a Day. It's like, where was this girl on camera?
So it's real life tea with her and Banksy. Like, they don't speak in real life. So they have some type of beef going on, but it's kind of like unnecessary beef. Nobody like really wants to tune in. Nobody is really caring, but they do have like off camera beef and they don't speak.
Well, let's get Andy Cohen on the line to squash that beef. All right. So yeah, this is episode 6, listeners. We're about to move on to the next episode, which is an acting challenge, but more on that at 11:45, because we're about to take a quick break. And during this break, we're going to order some pizzas. Be right back. What y'all want on y'all pizza? Welcome back to the How's Your Head Child podcast. You're joined by Halo, Mauricio, and Omar. We just got done recapping episode 6 of RuPaul's Drag Race UK Series 5. So now we're about to move over to episode 7, because I told you hoes in the beginning, this is a 2-for-1 mother tucking episode. So, Omar, it's a new day in the workroom. What are they doing? What's the tea?
So there's a mini challenge, which is a puppet bitch fight. Boy, puppet bitch fest.
And Ginger Johnson. Say magnetic.
And Ginger Johnson won, of course, and got to choose her partner. And paired, she gets to pair everybody else up for the maxi challenge. Now, the maxi challenge is a screen test, basically where they're doing, like, you know, screen readings for, like, a new reality show. That's what they do in the real world. So they're just doing a, you know, their own rendition of that. And the three categories are Footballer Wags, which were Kara and Michael Maruli. They were partners. Hold Dark, which are Ginger and Kate. And then Femmerdale, which was Tamara and Dee Dee. Bam. How did you feel about the puppet bitch fest situation? Because that was a cue to me.
Because everybody loves puppets.
The maxi challenge.
Nobody, that mini challenge sucked. That puppet was it was very, very bad. For UK girls, I need y'all to step y'all coochies up, because y'all are known for comedy and off-the-cuff stuff, and y'all did very bad in that puppet challenge.
But you're not, so how you gonna critique them?
Coach to come for me. Chinchilla, mama. Get it right. Get it tight. They say they don't f*** with me, but I say they can't f*** with T.
Neither is Kara. And she was participating.
You're Kara. Yeah. Before I answer the second part of the question, guys, just shits and giggles, who out of us three puppet would y'all want?
I want Halo's.
I would want Mauricio's.
I definitely would want Mauricio's.
Mauricio's. I could do either one of y'all, but I don't want to hurt like Mauricio's feelings.
I
nail Mauricio
too. I could nail him really, really.
I bet you can nail. Okay, you get Omar would do Mauricio. I would do you, Omar. And then Mauricio's doing me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is the Snatch Game. It was a Snatch Game episode. That's we didn't I even said. Do it.
That's why.
What happened?
I'm glad we do it. I don't like the Snatch Game. Horrible.
Oh, my God.
I'm horrible.
All right. And what do I think about the Maxi Challenge? I thought everyone did good except Tamara and Dee Dee. Yeah, I thought everyone did good.
So you think the final edit, they still didn't do good? The final overall product.
What they showed us. I mean, out of all three, no. It was just a bunch of like, no.
I feel like they actually almost did the best with the final edit. So this
they
is
definitely where, saved them with the edit.
So this is where I'm getting irritated with the overall Drag Race edit. So those Footballer Wags went up, and then Whole Dark went up. Michelle barely had any critiques for them. So in comes Femmerdale with Tamara and Dee Dee. Michelle had all the critiques. They showed everything with them effing up the lines. Can't remember nothing. And the edit shows like they did horrible. So you automatically think in your brain like, oh, these going to be the bottom two. They ain't going to do good. So then they show the final product, and it's kind of like, wow, they actually kind of did amazing. And that irritates me because it's messing up the flow of the competition in my brain, because now I'm looking at all the groups. Now all the groups did good, in my opinion. So I think they should have judged it solely based on the runway.
Was that edit giving, I'll show you diversity when Michelle wears a turtleneck and Santino wins a sewing competition?
It was giving that. And it also gives me like when the girls have like music challenges and they show the edit of them like messing up recording it, and then they turn out to have the best verse. So it was giving that almost, and I was kind of annoyed by it. Because if you're gonna show Tomorrow and Didi effing up, maybe show the other groups messing up as well. It got to a point where I fast forwarded through that session because I was getting irritated with them kept showing them messing up. And I was like, this is awkward to me. I don't want to keep watching it. So I fast forwarded that part and then went on to the rest of the episode. But I'd rather them would have show all groups messing up rather than that one group and then leaving the fans confused when the overall results come towards the end of the episode.
Omar?
I don't think that, I agree with what Saj is saying, but I think that, everybody did good, so it was very hard to say who did bad, because it wasn't horrible, but if I had to pick Kara, I feel like Kara should have been at the bottom.
They did show a little bit of a Kara group messing up, but they quickly went on to them doing really good. But I will say, they probably had the least bit of laughs compared to the other two groups, but overall this was a very good maxi challenge, and I loved all the groups. I can rewatch those screen tests over and over because it was just that good.
Me too. I think going forward, I know going forward because this is such a strong cast, and we have went on record saying this is the best series since series 2. Am I right?
Yes.
I think going forward it's gonna be extremely hard to say goodbye to anyone. Maybe not Didi. But
you slid on some weird shit the other day and you fucked our money up.
Yeah, definitely. She's gone next.
She needs to be. You know, let me shut up. Massage.
Mm-hmm.
Round duel. This is the part of the podcast where we do what?
Oh, we spit, swallow, or give a facial. Swallow if you like, and spit if we don't, and facial if it is everything. But before we get into it, is it fashion?
It's fashion.
Guess who back in the house? Heels click clack in a bound. Fine, fresh, feminine style. 211, I'm divine. So heavenly, gentlemen, sweat nips down. Across the board, no doubt.
And the category is Pajama Rama. And first up on the runway, we have Michael Maruli. Michael Maruli. I also love how Michael Maruli tried to do the accent with Michelle Visage. So when it comes to Michael's runway, she's going to get a swallow for me. It was cute. I would wear this for a deviant or a Halloween thingy if I wanted to go in some type of girl type of stuff. I would. Mm-hmm. This lingerie is really cute to me, and pink is my favorite color, and I do love the overcoat of it. The makeup was kind of distracting to me, even though I know what she was going for. It just seemed like it was a lot. It was like, damn.
The makeup and the hair are a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. But from the neck down, swallow. Loved it.
I'm going to facial this look. Okay. I wish this isn't a boa, the overcoat. What is it? What's the proper name for this, Omar? Do you know? I wish her negligee was. Yeah, I wish her robe, the negligee, I wish it was black. That's the only thing.
Yeah, pink is a little. It's her look overall, it looks dark. So, and then she threw on a pink happy robe. Yeah. Omar, what do you think about this look?
Let me see. I'm gonna swallow it. I like. Majority of it. I like her concept, and this runway made me like her even more, because remember I kept saying that she gave me creepy, she gave me a creepy vibe. But this runway, this episode, I see that she's very she's very sisterhood, she's here for all the drag queens, not just her.
This episode won me over for her too, Omar.
Next up we have Caramel. She came out, it's gonna be semi-facial. She almost had a facial, but when she revealed the lingerie, I kind of had issues with this. So, love the hair, love the makeup, love that robe. Purple is one of my other favorite colors. And she sold it and stuff. She came down the runway, but I kept thinking, is this robe enough for a Drag Race main stage? Mm-hmm. So then she opened it. I seen the lingerie, and it's a flat chest. I know she doesn't have boobs yet because she's still in transition. She didn't contour no shape of the boobs or whatever. And I have an issue with a boy chest in a girl's bra. I don't like that. I understand real life females don't always have double D's or whatever. But I don't know. It's drag. Give me some shape. And then the part that's around her belly, it looked really weird.
I don't know if you ever had to tuck before, but when you're trying to tuck, it kind of pulls everything, even your stomach kind of down.
depending on like how, and based on what she had to wear, she probably had to like really pull her tuck like heavy.
She could have got a different garter belt to not, she didn't have to pull that garter belt below, above her belly button. Like, usually garter belts start where like the fupa, where that line start. Like, that was just a choice for this one.
But I do love that lingerie. I just wish she could have like,
I don't feminized think it was drag it up enough.
A little bit, if you know what I'm saying.
For a reveal.
Sure.
So she mentioned that she did make this hair, and RuPaul was like, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So, Omar, what do you think about the look?
She gets a swallow. I love the hair. The roller thing, I thought that was cute.
You mind painting a picture for the listeners of her hair?
So she has this long hair, but like it's rolled up in like blue rollers. So it's giving like what the 50s pinup girls when they had like the, they took those pictures in the roll up and the rollers, but it's just the way it was styled, I think. And then when she looked up, her face is always going to be beat. She's a beautiful girl in drag. I just want to see her in transition. I mean, after her transition, this middle stage for me is just not doing it for me.
That's fair. For this look, I instantly got the reference is screaming Diana Ross, but Diana Ross is, y'all know that picture of her hair, like that really, really big hair?
I know what you're talking about.
I'll send it in the group chat, Marisa.
Marisa is not really gay.
Yeah,
he doesn't know much about the gay icons. I don't believe that Marisa is gay.
I'm still in my, I'm a late bloomer, y'all.
It's okay. But yeah, I'm going to swallow this look. Who's next, babe?
Next up, we have Tamara Thomas. And she, to paint a picture, she put teddy bears, like, basically over bra and panties. Did she sell it? Yes, she did. Did she look good? Yes, she did. But this is going to be a super soft swallow for me because it just seemed like, it seemed like I can do this. It seemed like I can glue all my old teddy bears to bra and panties and put it on and stomp down the runway.
You said soft swallow or soft spit?
Soft swallow. Very soft swallow.
This is the spit for me. The boots... What bed? Who man bed you laying in, young lady?
All right, okay.
Yeah. But I'm sure her without no teeth makes up for it in anybody's bed, like because she can. Let me stop. Oh, damn. Yes.
Damn, Omar.
I'm gonna spit my girl as well. I was very disappointed with this. I thought that she was about to eat. I was like, she gonna come out in this robe or something, but. It just was not it. Mm-mm, spit.
Next up, we have Kate Butch. And she, I'm going to give her a facial because she tried. It's different. It's different from everything she's presented. I love this robe. You know, I love the dark aesthetic. I low-key am a witch. And I just loved everything about it. She changed her makeup, and she also has a knife in her back. And I wonder how long she played dead on that stage. I think on Twitter she said something about 3 minutes. Which was too long. If I was RuPaul, I would have said, girl, get up. Girl, get up. But she was blowing those candles and it had no flame. That was the only thing I was like, girl, what? So, yeah, she got the facial for me. She looked really good.
She's getting the facial for me as well.
She definitely got my facial.
Ooh, look at us.
10s across the board. Next up, we have Ginger Johnson. Somebody else go first. I'm still trying to. Ooh, spit. Omar, what about you?
Spit.
Yeah, this is gonna be a spit for me as well. I wasn't getting the bunny aesthetic of this. I don't get it. Maybe it's a kid reference with bunny ears and bunny slippers. I don't know, but yeah, it's a spit for me. Next up and last up, we have Dedelicious. I am actually going to. I'm gonna swallow this.
Your girls look good.
Is it? I think if I had a pajama party and she walked in, she would be the main event because this is not what you expect at a pajama party. So therefore, yeah, she'll get a swallow for me. It's different for a pajama party.
Oh baby, it's a spit for me, honey.
Oh, really? I gave it a facial.
It's different.
I thought it was different for her to be the actual bear and like the other teddy bear surrounded her. It just reminded me of like when you put a baby in a crib.
Yeah.
It gave me that. I love that.
put a baby in the crib in their baby nightgown, which is a teddy bear or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. I can't believe y'all on that one. Oh my God. And she got her white stockings. We got to take a break right now because I'm getting so angry. I'm going to have a BF. Be right back. Welcome back to the How's Your Head Shop podcast. Mauricio, I'm Halo Carter, and I'm with Mauricio and Omar. And that bitch Mauricio just did a great job, I guess, at leading us down the Pajama-rama runway. We're here recapping RuPaul's Drag Race Series 5, Episode 7. So let's get into these results, honey. So Ru did his deliberation, and he came to the conclusion that the top queen of the week is Kate Butch. She is receiving her very first Ru Peter badge. The bottom queens of the week are Caramel and Michael Maruli. What do we think about these placements, Omar?
I don't think that Michael should have been at the bottom. I get it, they were a team, but I don't think that Michael should have been at the bottom. I feel like it should have been Cara and Dee Dee.
Marisa?
I kind of agree with Omar because the bottom placements was a group. So I think the top queen placement should have been a group as well. If Kate won, then Ginger should have won as well. But I don't think they wanted to give Ginger a fourth badge already because they probably want somebody else to win besides Ginger at that moment. Because if Ginger would have won that challenge, that would have been her fourth badge already. And once you got four, it's kind of like, girl, you got to win or almost win. But there has been times where girls with four wins have not won. Shea Coulee is one of them. So it's kind of like,
It's been many times.
Yeah. So I don't think Ella, they wanted to give her.
Bimini, Davina, every season, Cheddar. So
yeah, Cheddar too.
I don't see old girl winning.
You don't see Ginger winning?
No. I feel like she's going to get that Davina, Ella, like, you know, she's too perfect. Like,
oh, they want tomorrow to win.
I think it's going to be Tamara or Michael. Them putting Michael in the bottom, I think it's, and this is me not knowing no spoilers because I literally don't. I'm not in nothing, and I wish I was, but yeah. That's just me.
I don't see Michael winning. I see Tamara winning for some reason. But yeah, so I wanted Kate and Ginger both to take the win. The bottom placements, I don't think Michael should have been there. Yeah, maybe Cara and then Dee Dee as well, like Omar said.
All right, well, the bottom girls lip sync to Touch Me by Samantha Fox, and Michael sends home Caramel.
Ew, you fucking loser!
Omar, go off. What do you think about the lip sync and the result?
I actually liked this lip sync. I thought that both of them did the song well. I just felt like Cara, after she slipped a few times, she lost it. And then this fucking wig with the hair under showing, it just threw me off. And then her heels were stupid too. Hated those shoes.
But baby, overall, was that the Dion? I'm sorry.
That was definitely the Dion Ward wig.
Okay. And you saw her black hair underneath, right?
Yes.
Kudos to her being prepared. I think she learned from episode one. Like, hey, yeah. Kudos for being prepared. But yeah, my thoughts on the lip sync, the playlist this season sucks. Like, these songs are horrible. My favorite song so far has been that just a little bit. But yeah, these songs suck. Michael held their own. I feel like between Kara slipping and letting Michael devour like the front of the stage, like she took up all the light. I mean, that's why we go to these results that Kara got sent home. Mauricio, how do you feel about the lip sync?
I did not like the song. Therefore, I did not enjoy the lip sync. And Cara, even though I believe in the queen working every inch of the stage, she did not do it her best. Like, I do want to see a queen go to the back, front, side, left, right, center. I like all of that. On the ground, up in the air. Like, I like all of that. But she just was slipping on her robe. She was doing falling in the heels, doing, like, crazy stuff that was kind of giving desperate. And then, also, I did see her soup kitchen in the back of that wig. And I was like, that is very irritating to me. Like, seeing her hair under that wig. And I was like, oh, my God, I just can't stop looking at it. And the whole time, Micah Maruli was just in the front. She knew her words. Mm-hmm. She was doing the do. And, yes, you could do the stunts and the shows, but also it's also a lip-sync competition. So, you know, Michael was lip-syncing, and Carl was just doing everything else.
So, do we agree with the results?
Yes. And yes. You are surprised with the results, and I want to know why.
Wait. I'm not surprised. Yeah, because I feel like we not wasted, because it's shit that went on in behind the scenes. This could have been a double save. Like, I wish. It was just so hard. Like,
Why didn't you see this coming for Kara? She's been doing horrible, like, the last few weeks, as far as comedy-wise. She's been doing horrible.
Because I thought that they would keep her. To keep leaks, look, I know she wasn't going to win, but at one point I realized that she was not going to win. But I thought they would keep her because they usually keep, like, the brown girls to keep being the assassin and send the girls home.
Perhaps not.
So that's why I was shocked.
But that was her fourth lip sync, so it was kind of like, okay, girl, we got four out of her. News. Time to go.
Correct, but two of those were for, I know it's like this thing around, yeah, but two of those were for the win. But they do make the brown girls put on the show over there.
Maybe because the brown girls perform and the other colors freaking do dumb stuff.
I thought they would keep Kara to send Dee, because right now Dee Dee's assassin. I feel like they would have kept Kara to send Dee Dee home whenever they're tired of her. But I think it's gonna have to be Tamara or someone. I don't know. It was very sad. But I feel like we'll be seeing more of her. Like Omar said, he wants to see her once she is fully baked. So
if she even changed her body, because some of these girls claim trans. It's nothing against how people identify, but a lot of the drag race contestants claim trans, but they don't change their body. They have the right to not change their body. I think they identify with trans non-binary, so therefore they don't change their body. But I think she's claiming trans woman. Mm-hmm. So hopefully next time we see her, her body is changed and she's on hormone for a couple years and she's the woman that she really wants to be.
Omar, is she on the bus?
No, she's not on the bus. I'm not. She's waiting for it, but she's not on it.
Okay.
I want to see her after, like I've been saying, like her transition being a woman, and you know, maybe she can do like what Kylie did.
Hmm.
Maybe.
I could see that. Bye, yeah. Kara, and thank you for your. What did she say? You're welcome for my presence.
Yeah.
So, listeners, that was episode 6 and 7. Next week, Rue lets the girls know it's the annual makeover challenge. Looking forward to that. And yeah, the red door is closed this week because we had to give you holes 2 for 1. So it might be back next week. We'll see. But
yeah, we're gonna be back next week with Canada and UK. So we're not gonna be dropping the episode on Monday. But it'd be afterwards. You know, we on Black People time right now because Canada premieres the Thursday coming up, right?
Yep. We get them both on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes, God. So, yeah, have fun with you, Slags. Omar, where can they find you at online?
You can find me on Instagram and X at OZOOMAR415.
All right. What about you, Visage?
You can find me on Instagram at Mauricio.Visage and on X at MauricioTheDone.
Okay, I'm Halo Carter. I'm on X at Halo's new page, and I'm on Instagram at Halo Carter. Listeners, please be sure to use the hashtag HYHC. Let us know what you want to hear from us when it comes to some red doors, when and if we can sneak them in. We got a lot of shit planned or going on for holiday season. So, yeah. Listeners, again, catch us online using the hashtag HYHC. I'm signing off. But before I go, bitch, don't worry about it. I know somebody who like it.
All I have to say is coming up here smelling like that wolf pussy.
And all I have to say is, you're welcome for my presence.
Yeah, when we can get it.
When you can get it.
Turn around and let us see that ass one more time.
Can I get an amen up in here? Yeah. All right, now let the music play. Yeah.